You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin has taken a shine to a lady who's a mainstay on his European tours, but she gets herself into a fix with Southern expressions that get lost in translation with the Frenchman.
And a very good morning to you all. I was talking to Nancy recently. She's been to Ireland with me on a tour, and she also came to France, and thank God she's coming to Scotland next year with me. And I met her at the farmer's market here in Shreveport, so we sat down for a coffee and a chat. I love this woman, I really love this woman, and so too does my wife and both our kids. And she starts off by telling me that she's a bit tired. "Well," says she, "I was out until 1 o'clock this morning dancing." Oh, by the way, she's in her 70s. She really is such an adorable woman. She's a retired university lecturer. She taught literature. In fact, she taught my wife literature at LSUS. And she's married to Henry. And Henry is an incorrigible rogue with an accent you could cut with a chainsaw. And any time we go on holidays together, Henry has to call home every second day to check on the cows. Huh? I can still see him now in my mind's eye. We're in Paris. We're in the Louvre. We're surrounded by paintings and sculptures that have defined Western civilization, works of art that are literally priceless. And when I look at the expression on Henry's face, I know he's worried about his cows. Nancy, of course, is on cloud nine to be here in the Louvre, and she is comforted at least by the fact that Henry is being temporarily distracted from his cows by this really cute American girl who's our assistant guide for the day. Later, we're having lunch with the real guide, André, in a delightful Parisian bistro. André was a young Frenchman, easy on the eye, very erudite, very well-versed in the arts, and of course, I can tell Nancy has taken a shine to him. André speaks four languages, Portuguese, Spanish, English, and naturally French. He feels least comfortable, however, in English, which is somewhat surprising because his English is very fluent indeed. However, nothing could ever have prepared him for Nancy and her southern turn of phrase. Because over lunch, and probably after a glass of wine, she turns to him and she attempts to explain her impression of French men, who she feels they are probably very vocal and very heated sometimes in expressing themselves. And she turns to André and she tells him that she would not like to be dressed down by a French man. Now, judging by the look on poor old André's face, I can tell he has not quite understood what she meant. Nancy has noticed his startled reaction, and she immediately recognizes her linguistic faux pas. And she seeks to clarify herself by saying, "Well, what I really meant was, I would not like for a French man to be fussing at me." I mean, the term "fussing at me" has poor old André equally bewildered, and he still has no idea as to what this woman is on about. But Nancy, at least, she's happy, thinking that she has clarified the issue about not wanting to be dressed down by a Frenchman. Bless her heart. Henry and Nancy must surely be one of the most beloved couples I've ever come across in my life. They are totally, radically different from each other, and yet they are so obviously deeply in love. Everybody loves them, and I do hope someday you get to meet them. Have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.